Do you have masters for your craft outside of the Polish tradition? Is there any writers that you particularly like? You know, Dorota, would you like to start?
Of course there are, but I always find it very difficult to speak about my literary taste in public. I'm very frequently asked about it, because I always think that a book is always very connected with the moment we personally are in when we read it, and I think that during my conscious life I wasted so many books because I read them out of ambition, and I just wasted them for myself. So, but if it's about my favorite writers at the moment, because I think that these are the only ones I can talk about, it's, for example, maybe not a very original one, it's Alice Munro.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say that I'm really surprised and delighted by her style, the simpliness of her sentences, and that this simplicity?
Perfect.
Leads her to to such deep insights, because my literature is so so sophisticated on this lingual level, and I'm so far from this simplicity, that it really impressed me.
It's some compliment. Thank you. How about you?
I have a similar problem with choosing my favorite author, because I know few weeks back I was asked by some magazine to choose my top, five books ever, and I have my guilty file on the computer where I note every book I read, and I opened the file, and I was really surprised by what made impression on me like 5 years ago or ten years ago. I wouldn't like these books now, I'm sure, but if I had to go on, I don't know, desert island today and take some books, I would probably take some books of John Steinbeck, like East of Eden or Grapes of Wrath, or another big epics, like, for example, Cormac McCarthy's Blood Meridian. And nowadays I like John Flanagan, for example, A Narrow Road to the Deep North. So these are like big epics spanned through the years and written with some hard poetic style. That would be my favorite literature now.
Thank you. How about you, Jakub?
I have the same file. I have the same file in my phone as Jakub, and it really, I felt big relief when he said that I'm not the crazy guy who, you know, writes every book he reads just to remember he read it. So thank you. I don't feel crazy anymore.
How long have you been doing?
Last 4 years.
Oh, okay. I'm worse.
No, you're better. You're not worse. You're
13,
better.
13 years.
I don't know. I could go on and on about what I read, and I read a lot of strange stuff for a fiction reader. But if it comes to three non-Polish books that come to my mind that made the biggest impression on me, that would be The Kindly Ones by Jonathan Little. I think it would be the book by Thomas Bernhard, the Austrian writer. In Polish it's called Wymazywanie. I don't know how it's called in English. But I think it would be something like The Cleaning. The Wiping. Something like that. And the third book that comes to my mind, and that's the book I could read all the time, it's the book called Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind, by the Zen monk called Suzuki. And it's writings about Zen Buddhism. But it's one of the most beautiful books I ever read. And I can read it all the time. If I had to take one book to a deserted island, like Kuba said, that would be this one. Because this is the book that brings to me a peace and a clarity of mind, which I think every writer needs. So this book gives it to me for a little while when I write. So I think those are the three books that come to my mind first. And I think I should stick to my intuition now.
Thank you. It's really interesting to know where your fascinations are, and I'm particularly pleased with Alice Munro, because every time I went to Poland and spoke about Alice Munro, nobody knew who I was talking about until she got Nobel Prize and then got translated. She was translated very, very late, I think.
Actually, her situation in Poland is very interesting, because she was published in some very... directed to women, you know, with pink cover and
heart
on it. Yes, toilet literature.
Okay.
It's very weird because